Now let's get back to the orientation point and beingness processing. If an individual himself can be the point from which he views things, space, viewpoint, and dimension, if he can be the point from which he views things, if he can be himself the orientation point, then he is fairly cheerful about things because all other things are symbols and he can observe them and manipulate them, move them, handle them, and so forth. But let's suppose that he does this trick. He says, orientation point, no, I'm going to make space automatically, and I am going to walk around myself, and I'm just going to let that orientation point stay there. See, I'm going to let something else be my orientation point. Let's set this up so that something else is being my orientation point. The individual then himself becomes in the category of a symbol. See, he says, I'm mobile. Up to that time, he wasn't mobile. The world moved around him. Particles passed him. If he went down a road, the road flowed by him. You see that? Now, that would be the first stage. Very, very good shape this individual would be in. Your next stage, he has become possessed of the idea that he ought to have an orientation point, make his space for him. Something shines, you see, makes his space. It evidently is looking for him the same way. That's a remote viewpoint, birth of. Now, we have the individual then handing this power over to an orientation point, and then the individual moves himself around in the space. At this moment, he becomes a symbol, and we have entered into the idea of identification, such as names, objects, any such identification, which we call beingness. And up to that moment, we did not have beingness. We had something which observed beingness and created beingness and destroyed beingness, but we didn't have beingness. The individual, having set up an orientation point and having relegated his power to it to create space, thereafter becomes himself a symbol. Now, he can, in moving around as a symbol, you see, start setting up things and so forth, and handles himself as a secondary point. Now, when he goes down the road, he can still, if he's in good shape, the road is moving by him, but the orientation point is moving. So, of course, the road and the orientation point are shifting backwards by him. He has reassumed the orientation point. Well, the individual who doesn't do this, who has assumed the position of the orientation point, doesn't see the road going past him. He sees himself moving down the road because he's a symbol. He has an identity, he has everything else. So the road is stationary. Now, that's the difference of consideration. And when you have some individual who has a childhood home, which he was torn away from, he misses, so forth, you still have that orientation point. And everywhere he has moved in the world, he has probably moved from that space. What was the world space? Was it the sun? Was it this? Was it that? Was it something else? No, it was usually his first orientation point in a lifetime. Something he really considered was making all the space. You can ask an individual, what is making all the space of the physical universe? And he's liable to tell you intellectually God or the sun or something of the sort. But if you really pin him down, you want to get a bop on the E-meter, you'll find out it's his first orientation point, his childhood home. That is making the space. How big is the United States? The United States is made from Keokuk. It is made from Keokuk in all directions, and the sky is made from Keokuk, and so is the center of the earth made from Keokuk. Now, a case is made to disagree with this, and people say, you're right here, and this is the most important place there is. And he goes to New York, and they say, New York's the most important place there is. This is the orientation point of the universe. Now he goes someplace else, and people say, this is the orientation point of the universe. Now he goes someplace else. He goes to Miami Beach, and it says, this is the orientation point of the universe. And he goes to Fort Worth, and they say, this is the orientation point of the universe. And he goes over to Dallas, and they say, this is. He gets confused, in other words, and his space has been remade. So he has no single agreement anyway. Now, if you were to do one of two things, either get him to reassume his original orientation point, and then assume from it his own ability to make space, you know, take it back again, you would have remedied this whole situation, or you can simply knock out any one of these orientation points by just reach and withdraw from it or change the space or spotting it or some such thing, and give him a new orientation point right in the auditing session. Now let's take this room, this auditing room, and make it the point which shines out into the universe and makes all the space of the universe. He'll accept this, and it's quite extraordinary. You occasionally get somebody's perception turning on just doing that.